Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Saints are lost in this life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Are you warmed up?
Other than that, I'd just like to open in prayer, and then I've asked Leanne and Jeff to do a set of songs. The message that I'm going to bring tonight, just a very brief message, I want to talk on the presence of God. How do you experience the presence of God? And the series that I'm looking forward to doing this season is, the title of the days ahead is In Preparation. As you look in the times that we're living in, we need to live in a time of preparation for what God has in store for us. And I'm also going to pray for Iran tonight. There are Christians that are suffering in Iran, and there are a lot of Christians in Iran. And we are connected to Iran through the Jewish people. Remember Esther? Mordecai? We have roots there. And right now, the total is said there's some 30,000 civilians have already been killed because of the regime there. It's a massacre. But let's go to prayer. My loving Heavenly Father, I am just so thankful that we can come to you and you'll listen. And Jesus, we're reminded once again that you're sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding on our behalf. And Lord, we pray for those that have lost loved ones and are walking through that difficult time now, the grieving time, the loss. Wrap your loving arms around them. And Lord, too, we think of Dan and Kathy. Lord, I have only met them a few times, but Lord, I feel like I've known them all my life. They're special people. And as Dan walks through this time with the battle of cancer, God, strengthen that family. We pray for Iran. Lord, we pray for freedom in that country. Lord, they're under such bondage. And Lord, we pray that you would have your way among those that stand for you in that country. We pray for Israel today, Lord. Lord, you said, though you'll bless those people that bless your people. And Lord, may we be a blessing to Israel because we are grafted to the vine through Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for your love. And for each one here tonight, Lord, whatever anyone is walking through here tonight, Lord, may you be their strong tower. Give them that inner strength and peace that can only come from you. And now, Lord, we commit the rest of the service into your hands. May your name be lifted up and glorified, the name above all names. In your precious name I pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Tonight I just want to give us some thoughts on a series that I'll be doing the next 3 weeks. Next Friday we're going to have a time of anointing oil. And we have some special anointing that Jamie and Sylvie brought back from Israel. I understand it really works. So next Friday we're going to have a time of prayer and anointing. And I'm starting this series tonight in His presence. When you think about that, what is your thought in His presence? What's that mean to you? We all must have a thought about that. What's that mean to you? In God's presence. So I'm going to open with some scripture reading tonight to get us focused on what that means. And for those of you who can, you've been sitting for a while, so it's time that you got up as we read God's Word. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. God's Word reads as following. And it came to pass when the priests came out of the most holy place, for all the priests who were present and sanctified themselves without keeping to their divisions, and the Levites, who were singers, all of those of Asheph and Heman, and my hat fell off the mic with their sons. Oh, that's not in God's Word, sorry. Stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Thank you. I just want to stop there for a moment. Some of you that have issues with loud music, have you ever been at a service with 120 trumpets? It's no place for hearing aids, let me tell you. That's what it says. With 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and the singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals, instruments of music, and praised the Lord. And they said, "For He is good, and His mercy endures forever." That the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house. Lord, we can only vision what that would be like. But Lord, in this place, may your presence be on each one of us here tonight. Come, Holy Spirit, as only you can come and hover over this place. And your glory fill the temple. So now, Lord, for each heart here tonight, I pray that they've come to receive from you and fill them with your presence. In your name I pray, and you may be seated. Glory. The presence of the Lord filled the house so the priests could not even minister. It's hard to even visualize that. What would that be like? It was really the people's hearts. They came hungry and prepared to receive from the Lord. Did you notice in this that first it was the music and then the Lord came in? We're living in a world today where, believe it or not, as a pastor, people have come and told me, they said, "You know what? We come to the service after praise and worship is done. We only come for the message." My thought on that is you've missed it. Well, maybe you don't like the music. It's too loud. It's too this and that. But you know, the bottom line with any of it, I get that. We all have our own preference. But the most important part is your heart. What's the heart? What's the heart? If you come hungry and you have a heart that's hungry for the things of God, that's when the presence of God comes in and fills the place. I always come with an anticipation. An anticipation of what God's going to do. And you know what? It really doesn't matter to me if there's one person or hundreds. If that one person comes and is hungry, we're going to have church. Glory. That God's presence will fill his house. There is an individual whose God's presence moved upon this individual during the early 1700s, and some of you have heard of him. His name was Jonathan Edwards. And believe it or not, he preached a sermon, and this sermon heading wouldn't go over well. The title was Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Whoa. You want to empty out a church? Tonight, Pastor Ken is going to preach on sinners in the hands of an angry God. Empty the place. When he preached that sermon and started preaching it in the United States, what happened was called the First Great Awakening. There was a sovereign move of God through the United States. It went from 1730 to 1755, 25 years. That sermon stirred people's hearts. This act of grace from God had given humans a chance to believe and trust in Christ. And Edwards provided that sermon that God had given him. But it's interesting to see now the generational comparisons. Jonathan Edwards had 11 children. That's a good-sized family. 11 children. And out of that family unit, this is what happened. He was a man of God married to a woman of like character. And they committed their marriage to the Lord. And this is the descendants of Jonathan Edwards. 300 clergymen, 100 professors, 100 attorneys, 30 judges, 1 dean of law, 60 physicians, 14 presidents of universities, 3 state governors, and 1 controller of the U.S. Treasury, and 1 vice president of the United States. At the same time, there was another man. You can Google it. If you don't believe, just Google it. At the same time, there was another man. During the same period, his name was called Max Jukes. This is his family tree. He was a non-believer, married a woman of like character. She lacked principles and was involved in the occult. This is his family tree. 1,200 descendants. 310 professional vagrants. 440 wrecked their lives through debauchery, ungodly living. 130 went to jail, 7 for murder. Average sentence, 13 years. More than 600 alcoholics. 60 were habitual thieves. 190 were prostitutes. 20 became tradesmen. 10 learned their trade in heaven. The sin cost the state of New York $1,250,000. It's quite a comparison. One man was a man of God and his wife. And they laid a foundation for the generations to come. Another man and his wife simply lived ungodly lives and laid a foundation for an ungodly generations. My point in all of this is the presence of God in our lives. I am so glad as I grew up, there are individuals who put a handprint on my life. They did. And that handprint is still on my life today. I pray that each one of us that you hear my voice tonight, that you're leaving a handprint on someone's life that is a godly handprint that will carry for the generations ahead. That is the greatest gift you can give anyone, is a godly handprint. Talking about temples, we're going to go to the New Testament now and see what the New Testament has to say about temples. We're going to 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. I'm using the New King James tonight. 1 Corinthians 6, starting on verse 19. Which reads as follows. Or do you not know that your body is the, what's that say? Temple. Okay, so we went from the Old Testament, the temple was filled with God's presence, but now this is the temple. This is the temple. So what are we filling it with? That's a good question. What are you filling this temple with? And it says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? For you have from God and you are not your own. So if the Holy Spirit, when I asked Jesus into my heart and the Holy Spirit came in, took residence up in my life, who do I now belong to? Who do you belong to? Belong to Jesus. Because Jesus lives in you. Praise God. For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In my early days as a baby believer, I believe the Lord put certain individuals into my life. And I remember at the time we were living in Lloydminster in a Mr. Ray Nelson, who owned Nelson Lumber. He would phone me up. I was, 24, 25 at the time. He'd phone me up in the morning as before he would drive out to the airport to get into his own personal jet. And he'd phone me up and say, Ken, can we meet for coffee and toast at the local restaurant? That godly man poured things into my life that I still carry today. Here is a very busy, very influential, very well-to-do man. And he's taking the time to take this young man and speak into my life. He put that handprint on me. And I pray, my prayer is, in my life, that I have left my handprint on somebody's life that makes it all worthwhile. As a pastor, I have lost count how many funerals I have officiated over 30 years. I've lost count. And you can tell when you're officiating a funeral if the deceased person has left their handprint on individuals' lives. You can tell. You can tell by the eulogy. What do they say about that individual? Like I always say, someday someone will be doing my eulogy. I don't know when that'll be. The question is, what will they say at my eulogy about me? It's a sobering thought. But I pray that every one of us here tonight, when that day comes, they'll be lined up saying, you know what? I am so thankful for her or his life. They left a handprint on my life. It'll be worth it all. It'll be worth it all. When the Holy Spirit comes in and takes up residence, you're a new creation. All things are passed away. You've been born again. And the presence of God has come in and taken up residence in your life. There's nothing worse than a cranky Christian. Come on, work with me here now. It said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You got to get happy on the inside. Happy on the inside. Glory. This is a shorter message this week because I want you to come back next week for the rest of the story. And my prayer is that God is working in your life and doing something in your life. That whoever you touch will be changed in the name of Jesus. So Lord, tonight I thank you for each and every one here. I pray, Lord, they'll leave this place encouraged tonight. Encourage each one here tonight, Lord. There are those here that are walking through deep valleys. But Lord, I just pray that you'd meet them right there where they are and strengthen them and undergird them and heal them and restore them. And Lord, we just pray now your blessing on each and every one here. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord's countenance be upon you. In your precious name I pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Stay for some fellowship and some snacks. Get to know somebody. Bless you. Thank you for coming.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before you, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh, oh my. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. rich in love, and you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Sing that more time, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never. Yes, I worship Your holy name.